Hi folks, once again another video, very exciting Grand Prix weekend coming up. And first of all, thanks for following. We're over 9k I believe, and yeah, please drop some comments. We'd like to hear what you say, what you think of our opinions. For this one, we're going to move on because the season's upon us. We've let everyone do the reviews and the previews and all that kind of stuff, and for this one, we've decided we're going to do the pecking order ahead of the 2024 season, which starts in Bahrain this weekend. And a note, it's a weekend that's different to others. It starts on Thursday, qualifying on Friday, and the race on Saturday. So what did we see in testing? That's the key, because that's what's going to determine the pecking order, I believe, on the grid. And so to start off, Jad, 3 days of testing, probably not enough, but the guys did a lot of laps, bulletproof cars, and everyone seems to have taken a good step forward. In terms of pecking order, after those 3 days, what do you see?
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah, exactly. It's been an interesting testing. And like you said, bulletproof cars. There were a few niggles here and there with some of the cars. McLaren had an issue with the clutch on the final day. Williams had a problem. Sauber, I think they also had a problem with their car, but they were like, you know, very solvable issues. They didn't take them much time to get over them, not like major breakdowns or something like that. So this is an impressive thing which we saw. And yeah, the cars did a lot of mileage. You know, and if F1, the teams, they agree on nothing, but for the first time, everyone agrees that Red Bull is the fastest cars. You know, the teams, the drivers, they all agree that Red Bull, the RB20, is the car to beat again. And it's interesting because all the other cars took a conversion towards the Red Bull design, the Red Bull philosophy, and Red Bull just went in a new direction. They just evolved their design in a new direction, something we talked about in our previous video. And I think this was the right thing to do because, like you said, everyone took a step forward, and the gap to Red Bull would have been smaller. I think last year Red Bull enjoyed a 1.5-second gap on average, especially in the racing. Now, what Red Bull did with the car, the new design with the side pods and everything, I think they maintained this gap to the chasing pack. The others, I think they improved, but I don't think they improved enough to catch Red Bull. So in terms of pecking order, Red Bull are the best car, although they didn't go for highlight times. You know, they didn't go for glory runs. I think Max finished outside the top three on the final day of testing. So they didn't even run the softest compounds.
Okay, Jet, let's cut to the chase. Pecking order, who's number one?
Red Bull. No doubt about it. Red Bull are the number one.
Give me the margins. Who's on pole in Bahrain?
On pole in Bahrain, I think it'll be close between Red Bull and Ferrari, but I think, yeah, Red Bull will take pole in Bahrain. Maybe 3/10.
Okay. Now, pole. That's really a cop-out, mate. I want the driver. Come on. Who's on pole?
Max Verstappen.
Okay. Yeah. Not Sergio. Yeah. Are you sure not Sergio? You sure not Sergio? Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Max is going to put it on a different... He's going to drive it at a different level than Checo. So I don't think Checo is going to have a chance to take pole. This is something normal.
Okay, so that's your prediction, right? This is a prediction thing. It's not like people aren't going to judge us for this. I mean, it's just like a speculation. So you're saying Max on pole. Wow, man, that's brave. The race... You know, our colleagues, they were Ferrari top of the pecking order. And I'm surprised that you went with Max. Okay, so you went with the obvious.
No,
Max.
I have a bit of a scientific approach over here because I think when Max did, I think on the when they were doing the runs on C4, so on the soft, and Max was on the harder tire, he was slower by 0.7 of a second on the harder tire. And I think there's a second there. So 0.7 minus a second. So he's got a 0.3 advantage. This is what I'm doing. Math. Okay?
Okay, no, I like that. I like that. I mean, yeah. You know, I'm more from a heart kind of guy. So, yeah, no. So, you, the scientist, are saying, I'm not a scientist. I'm going to say Max. I'm going to say about half a second.
Half a second.
What are you doing?
No, half a second. Yeah. I think it's too optimistic. 3/10.
Okay, 3/10. Let's go 3/10. You're going to go 3/10. I'm going to go optimistic. I'm going to go half a second.
Okay.
He puts it on top, half a second. Intimidation. Okay, so there we go. We've got pecking order number one. We've got surprise Red Bull RB20, and of course Max with Sergio chasing, but I'm going to give a caveat there. I think this car is even better than last year's car. And I think Sergio is going to be able to drive it better. So let's see. There's some big asks of Sergio. He's with the spotlight's going to be on him for sure in Saudi, which he won amazingly, if you think back on that Grand Prix, and then in Baku. So let's see. That's going to be a fantastic measure. And, you know, Saudi's only 2 weeks after Bahrain. So there we go. Pecking order, according to Jad and myself, is Max number one in the Red Bull. Okay, so who have you got second in the pecking order?
Ferrari. They have a decent car on one lap pace. Their race runs are still a bit of a question mark, but it seems they're happy with their. So it seems that they made an improvement on long race pace. But in terms of qualifying, I think they're second. Leclerc.
Okay. Leclerc, yeah. Well, I don't know. I think it's going to be nip and tuck because that's going to be a very interesting scenario. I agree with you. I think the Ferrari is second. The margin, I'm going to go half a second in quali if Max gives it full beans. And I'd say a second plus in the race. But we'll see. But in terms of, it's hard to disagree. That's what we basically saw. And even from the heart, I'd like to say I see McLaren there. I don't really. I see Ferrari. And of the two drivers, who do you reckon is going to?
Yeah, I said Leclerc is going to be the faster driver. Historically, he's the better qualifier than Sainz. And I think Sainz, he talks about that he's going to be, fully committed. Yeah, I think the decision to drop him is going to just lower his drive a bit this year.
Yeah, I think the other way. I think Sainz will raise his game because he needs a drive. He hasn't got a drive confirmed, although I'm sure someone will sign him. Maybe even tempt Merck to put him in that car because that is the best car. I mean, he might want to go to Audi and blah, blah, but really the best seat is Hamilton's seat. So if he can get that, he'll have to convince them, then he's going to take the game to Charles. I think we're going to see a very interesting scenario evolving there. I see a very frustrated Charles at times. I see a very frustrated Carlos at times as they try and sort of muscle their way around it. So I think it's an interesting duo.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Sainz is a tad quicker this year because he's got a lot more to prove. Charles is waiting for Lewis. Carlos is, he's urgently needs a drive.
Yeah.
So that's it. So number three, who's third on the pecking order? Now it gets really tight.
It's tight and it's tricky because you have Mercedes with their new car, which despite not looking like a great improvement, it is an improvement. And we've got McLaren that they just kept their cards so close to their chest. So, but I'm going to say McLaren is the best car. It's going to be the third fastest car on the grid. Lando.
Okay. Now, interesting. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go Mercedes. I'm going to go Mercedes because I just think it's so close that it's nip and tuck here and there. I think that Ferrari might have an edge, but you know, Ferrari was showboating and I'm worried when Ferrari showboat. But, you say McLaren, I'm going to stick to Mercedes.
Yeah.
I think Lewis will be strong in the early part of the season and they'll let him straight his stuff a bit. But I think George will get the upper hand as the team gravitates towards George and keeps Lewis out of the loop on certain development issues for the next year's car. Because, you know, this year's car is going to be very much an evolution for next year. So, you know, Lewis privy to the secrets. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a very interesting season at Mercedes. I think they've got a reasonably good car, but let's see. Time will tell.
Yes, exactly. With Mercedes, the only advantage I see for McLaren over Mercedes is that Mercedes, they have to learn the new car. It's a new concept. They have to learn it, to learn how to run it, how to set it up, all these kind of things. McLaren, they're starting from a strong foundation from last year. So unless they did something really wrong, and here I'm saying the stuff that we don't see, the underfloor, the kind of stuff we don't see, I don't see them going backwards. I think they're going to have a very decent car and they were sandbagging. This is my feeling about McLaren.
So there we go. We differ on number three. So time will tell.
Yeah.
In terms of next up,
yeah,
P4
so number
in the pecking order.
Mercedes, Lewis, this is my choice.
Okay, interesting. And what about George? George has got a lot to prove this season. You know, everyone's thinking, oh, it's a shoe-in for George. But George has to prove to Mercedes that they mustn't bring in a big heavy hitter like a Fernando Alonso or even a Sainz, that they must bring in old Kimi Antonelli so that George can take his time to adapt as the team leader. But George has to prove he's the team leader. So I'm going to go, like I said, I think Hamilton will be strong in the beginning, but I think George will have to raise his game and start beating Lewis quite regularly towards the end.
Exactly, exactly. This is what you said. I agree, because Hamilton has the experience to deal with a new car. George needs more experience to deal with it. And he needs to adapt to the fact that he's becoming the team leader. So I think he's going to have a slower start. And that's why I chose Hamilton for fourth.
P5.
Aston Martin. Okay. And I think with Fernando Alonso, Stroll seems to have a better start. You know, he didn't break his wrists this season, so he should have a better start. But I think especially as well, experience, Alonso, yeah, he's going to have the advantage. Aston Martin were a big question mark as well. They seem okay, but they didn't shine like they did last year. That's definitely. So I don't think they have a very bad car, but I think they're going to have a slower start. Hopefully they develop it better.
Yeah, last year they got out the box brilliantly, if you recall. And Alonso was up. You know what? I'm going to say Aston Martin too, but I'm going to say one thing. I want to use it as a wild card, because I might even put them third. Because I'll tell you what, I have a feeling they could have been sandbagging. I have a feeling they could be sandbagging. Alonso wasn't as quick as we expected him to be, but he wasn't moaning as much. And the body language did not suggest a bad car. You know, he moaned a lot during the testing, because Alonso does, because he wants more testing and why can't they run two cars? He makes a lot of valid points. But that's kind of deflected from the performance. Now, it could mean two things. They've got something special and they're keeping it until Bahrain, or they're in trouble. But I don't think they're in trouble, because I think his demeanor would be totally different. So I'm going to put them as a surprise wild card, and don't be surprised if they pop up in, you know, higher up than we expect. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree 100%. Look, behind the top two, which is a definitive top two, the rest, like you said, it's going to be very close.
I'm going to interrupt you. Hey, that's your opinion. I'm not so convinced Ferrari as quick as everyone's making out. Honestly, yeah, they're good, but I need more proof. I need more proof. Mate, look, that headline you ran was brilliant. Ferrari, Formula One testing world champions. They've won it incessantly for the last 2 decades, but they never actually deliver. But let's see. Okay, let's see. You got it as a slam dunk. I see it with Red Bull pretty much like last year, way ahead, and behind them, it'll be track specific. It'll be Ferrari one day, Mercedes, boom, boom, boom. That's what I'm thinking. That's how close it is. But you seem to think it's a slam dunk for Ferrari. What gave you that impression?
Look, I'm talking from point of view of pure pace. On pure pace and qualifying pace, yeah, Ferrari has an advantage over Mercedes, McLaren, and Aston Martin. The other three...
Based on what did you see that gives you...
Their qualifying pace. They seem to be very fast.
They had some quali runs that you noticed.
Yeah, the quali runs on the fresh tires at low fuel loads. The car just seems to deliver track time very, very well. Okay, Mercedes, Aston Martin, and McLaren, the three are so close that, yeah, it's very probable that you and I were going to have egg in our face come Bahrain. You never know what's going to happen there. But from what we saw in testing, yeah. So top five, Red Bull, Ferrari, McLaren, Mercedes, Aston Martin. This is my point of view. But like I said, and like you said, it's very close. Things might change, but not in the top two. This is my opinion, not in the top two.
Okay, cool. So we see you seeing Red Bull, Ferrari dominated podium.
Yes, yes.
So make your call. Top three.
Top three. The podium is going to be Max winning, Charles second, and Checo third.
I'm going to go P1 Max, P2 Checo, P3 Lewis.
It's interesting as well.
That's my call.
Yeah.
Yeah, my crystal ball, mate. Maybe it's broken. Give it a slap. No, seriously, that's what I'm seeing. I go Lewis because of A, experience, B, he really he's very fired up for every race this season. I think the first one, like I said, I don't see his performance sustaining because Mercedes will chip, but I'm pretty confident. Ferrari, I'm not putting Ferrari in there because I'm going to probably want, I actually want egg on my face. I want egg on my face. I want Ferrari to actually win. I want to underplay Ferrari. But in my heart, man, we so need them to take this fight to Max. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We need Ferrari to take the fight to Red Bull. We need anyone actually.
Are there
to
more
take the
teams
fight
on the
to...
grid, by the way? Who are the worst at the best
The
this
best,
year?
no, the best of the worst, you have to say.
Okay, yeah. Worst of the best, best of the worst.
Yeah, well, behind these top five, it's interesting to see V-Carb. I think they have a decent car. They have a decent car. Maybe Daniel, with some experience, is going to muscle it up to maybe sixth on the grid, I think. Because honestly, Alpine seemed to be in no man's land again. Honestly, you look at Alpine and you just don't get any idea what's happening with that team. Nothing. You know, it's either they're giving you the poker face or they're just lost and the poker face comes naturally to them. You don't know what's happening with that team. But yeah, I think V-Carb, because they followed a lot of Red Bull's concept and they're getting lots of components from them, basically the suspension now, both ends. Yeah, I think they're going to be in a decent place. So let's put them in sixth with Daniel.
Yeah, that's interesting, that V-Carb thing, because I have this kind of, not a nightmare, but like this kind of like scenario that, where they finish, Max wins, Sergio's second, Ricciardo's third, and Tsunoda's fourth. So basically, Red Bull's four-car team hogs the grid. And you know what? For the first time, I think that's a reality. It could happen. It could happen if there's some kind of anomaly or whatever. I can just, even, or even the grid, you know, top four, or four of them in the top six, you know? I mean, if I was Zach Brown, I'd be on it, mate. Say, listen, this is unacceptable. You got to sell this other team to Andretti. You can't have two teams. No, seriously, yeah. This is it's a problem. It's not a problem if they were like they were with AlphaTauri, no one gives a damn, and they were like, you know, several laps behind. But once they're in there grabbing points, grabbing cash, and grabbing glory, that's going to be a very interesting one. And I also put them sixth, to be honest with you, in the pecking order. I actually, maybe with the, if one of the top five slip up, I see them actually pecking into the top five, and it's a problem. It's a problem. It's going to be a delightful season with this, you know, because every time Zach gets beaten by a V-Carb, he's going to bleed.
Yeah, exactly. It's not your nightmare. It's actually Zach's nightmare.
Yeah. Well, I'm a McLaren fan. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so now we're going to, so Alpine, so you're putting Alpine where? I'm
seventh.
Putting them like
P7. P7, yeah. Look, they're lost. I don't think they've did a major leap, but they're still better than the others. Because in the end, you have Williams, Sauber, and Haas. So they're better than them. But I think they're still in no man's land like they were last year. You know, somewhere in the middle with a gap to the one that's ahead of them and the ones that are just behind them.
Who are you putting P8 then?
Williams.
Williams, yeah, I agree with you.
Williams with Alex
Williams
with Alex Albon, but it's very close with Sauber behind them. Very close. It's so
I don't
tight.
Know. Sauber didn't impress me, eh? It didn't impress me at all. But anyway, I think they're in big trouble. I don't think they're gonna finish. I think their reliability is horrible.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Their issues are more reliability. Yeah, but the ones that are really in trouble are Haas. It's painful.
Yeah. At one time, they were like 7 seconds off the pace.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
They should enter them in the GP, in the Formula 2, and get maybe a couple of Formula 2s and paint them like Haas's. That'll be maybe make
yeah,
it
you
quicker.
Know. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no, they're just treading water. They're just treading water. It makes, you know, just this conversation just makes a mockery of this whole 10 teams. We don't have 10 teams in Formula 1. We have one four-car team, so it makes it 9. But then you have these other guys that are just like, treading water, waiting for the shares to rise before they bail out. Because honestly, you know, Kevin and Nico, I mean, guys, what are you doing there? Really, I'm beyond words, you know.
Yeah, it's quite worrying for Haas. And the funniest part, did you see the part of the video when Kevin took a hammer and started banging something inside his cockpit?
Yeah, mate. That was, what can I say? It was just like, it was so 1950s. It's unbelievable. You know what
yeah,
I mean? It was just
yeah.
Like,
look, we're not
with
privy.
A hammer.
Yeah, we're not privy to what's going on inside that cockpit, what's there. But, you know, seeing a hammer in a high-tech machine.
And just the way he was banging it. It was weird. It's just like, we wish them well. I think ejecting Steiner was a good thing. But I think it's like this. It's when you inherit a house and it looked nice on the inside, then you open up and you start opening the closets and stuff and you see the mess Steiner left it in. So, yeah, they're last on my list, definitely. I put Sauber way. They're going to be embarrassingly bad.
I agree. Yeah, Haas are not in a good place, and I think they need so much time to recover. Like you said, Steiner left. Maybe it's good. It is good, in my opinion, but it's going to take them time to sort out the team after him leaving.
Okay, so we got Sauber 9th, Haas 10th. I'm going to say they're going to fluctuate during the course of the season, as I think that Sauber is going to get worse and worse. They're not going to invest any money in a car that's just like a billboard. You know what I mean? It's F1 stake, whatever the stake kicks. Bottom line is, it's a marking time. They're treading water. They're like on the beach, and they're chilling until 2026 when it's Audi. But until then, I don't see that team getting any better. The car's getting any better, and as a result, it makes Valtteri look like he should be gone. He shouldn't be in Formula One, and Zhou just hasn't delivered. And you blame that on the team. You blame it on the car. Very much so. You know what Kevin and Nico are capable of. They're experienced drivers. They're not superstars, but you give them a decent car, they can deliver. And they're not giving decent cars. So, yeah, it's quite embarrassing for the sport that there's such a gap, which means that the whole budget cap, etc., to reduce the haves and have-nots, it's probably got bigger. But anyway, we'll do a study of that at some other point. But in terms of pecking order, Red Bull, Jad,
So Red Bull, Ferrari, McLaren, Mercedes, Aston Martin, V-Carb, Alpine, Williams, Sauber, Haas. That's mine.
I'm going to kind of agree, because we've shuffled a few things. I'm going to say Mercedes is higher up than you put. But interesting. Let's see who's right. We'll discuss this when we review the Bahrain Grand Prix, which will be our next video. In between, if something big breaks or we decide we need to talk about something, we'll pop a video. But for now, the next time you'll see us is when we review the Bahrain Grand Prix and see that we were right. Max won. Dad, thanks a lot.
And, thank you.
Any closing words?
Yeah, well, just looking forward to the season. You know, I know that Red Bull are way ahead, but hopefully there's going to be a lot of interesting stuff to keep us, you know, hooked up, as F1 does every year. We know that someone's going to win, but there's always some sideshow that keeps you hooked to the sport.
Hopefully this channel grows and we get people commenting and following and letting us know when we're right, letting us know when we're wrong. And also looking forward to what's going to be a banger of a season. 24 races. Thank you very much, guys.